Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'll be talking about the fear of losing the relationship and how ultimately when we're in fear of losing the relationship, we do not speak our truth. Whether we're in fear of losing that person, or whether we're in fear of getting a divorce, or we're in fear of being alone. Whatever it looks like, there's a tendency of when we're in that fear, we're in a fear zone, and so we cannot speak our truth or speak up for what we believe in. And the fear of losing the relationship ultimately gets in the way of doing what's right by our values, our beliefs, and ultimately not having those boundaries. And I think many of us know by now that if we don't have boundaries in a relationship, if we don't have them, and we don't try to retrofit them, we're going to have some problems. We're going to have some problems, and the problems that come out about that is, you know, there's resentment, there's anger, somebody does things, says things that we don't like or that we don't respect or that goes against our values, and we don't say anything. And this applies for anything. This applies to any type of relationship, whether you're going into business with somebody, whether it's a friend that you hang out with, or a romantic relationship, somebody that you're in a relationship with that's more than a friend. I mean, or marriage. All these types of relationships are affected. And so we need to know and understand what's happening. We're in that fear factor. What's going on? Why are we being held back? And what are some things that we can do, right, to really see the situation for what it really is? Because I think more often than not, when we're dealing with these types of situations, we allow the other person to somewhat control us. We allow them to control us. And I know many of you out there say, no, I'm having to deal with this anger. I'm dealing with the silent treatment. I'm dealing with bursts of insane anger. I'm dealing with a lot of retaliation. I'm dealing with just meanness. And I just don't want to deal with it. It's not something I want to deal with on a daily basis. It's not something I want to hear. I don't want to be yelled at. I don't want to get screamed at. I don't want to be told how horrible I am. I don't want to get the silent treatment for 2 days. Ashley, I just don't want to deal with this. And I understand that. I am not saying, oh, that's a great idea. I am not at all saying that. And I understand the pain and suffering that you're going through. However, we got to figure this out. We can't keep doing this forever. And when you know what happens when we live in fear, you know, fear really takes us off target from getting what we want, from having the life that we want, having the life that we deserve, having that really positive life situation, and fear gets in the way. Fear controls us. Fear gets in our way. Fear gets us in a state of inaction. It gets us in a state of inaction, and that's really challenging because when we get into that state because of fear, even though we might know what to do, we might know the right thing, we might know what we need to do, we still don't do it because of that fear factor. And fear does get in our way. So, you know, the fear of moving on, the fear of doing what we need to do, the fear of speaking up, you know. And when we have that fear of speaking our truth, it's like we have that anxiety. We can't seem to get past that. We seem to have lost our voice, and it's so important. So we got to get this right. So we're going to be talking about this today as well. And I think that many folks find themselves in unhealthy relationships, and you feel stagnant. You feel like things aren't changing. You feel like you're walking on eggshells because when you do bring something up, or you have in the past, that's usually how the situation rolls, right? Is that in the past there was a time when you would bring things up, perhaps. Or maybe there was a time that you didn't. You know, a lot of times we see the pattern where the relationship began a certain way. Things seemed to be good. There seemed to be, you know, a good ebb and flow. A lot of times people don't realize there might be a pedestal stage, some love bombing involved, so a lot of us might not be aware of what's really happening. So let's just talk about that real quick. You know, the love bombing stage where, you know, the other person treats you so well, you can do no wrong, everything's great, they look up to you, they treat you well, they take care of you, and then all of a sudden one day some things like those change, right? And then all of a sudden it's, wait, what relationship am I in? I mean, everything was like this before, and now I don't get any of that respect. I don't get any of that attention. I don't get any of that attention that I really craved. And so we try to figure out how and why and how do we get back and how do we get back what we had. And that's an interesting process in its own, how to get back to what we had. Very interesting, very impactful. And in that process, we begin to lose ourselves. Not everybody went through the love bombing phase, but many of you did. And once you kind of got back on that pedestal, it was like you had to figure out what is it that keeps you on that pedestal. And, you know, honestly, I haven't seen anybody get to stay on the pedestal forever. When it's something in that regard, it's not a mutual respect situation. And I think when people mutually respect each other, they don't put people on pedestals. You know, there's a reality there where nobody's perfect. Nobody's horrible. Nobody's a horribly bad person, and nobody's a terrifically amazing, perfect person in this world. Because again, remember, when somebody believes that you are amazing and perfect and you can't do any wrong, that's setting you up already, and that's also false pretense, and that person is going to eventually find something about you that they do not like. And a lot of that's programming too. So like, when we talk about this, people say, well, do they know that they're putting me on the pedestal? Do they realize that they're love bombing? And I don't think to some degree, I think sometimes maybe some folks do know a little bit about what's going on as far as that they're doing it and maybe doing it consciously. But I do feel more often than not that people do it unconsciously based on patterns. And I also feel that the pedestal stage, I don't feel like it's a mean thing. I don't feel like they intentionally do this. I think though in the beginning it's new and it's fresh and it's interesting and people put so much energy into the other person. And they put all this energy and all this interest into that person. And they don't want to think about that person, you know, doing anything wrong or not being perfect. And again, that goes from kind of that black and white thinking that we've talked about on other podcasts and on videos that I have on YouTube. And if you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search up Ashley Burgess, Ashley Burgess, and you can find a lot of videos on that type of topic. But, you know, I think that a lot of that is unconscious, subconsciously done, and it's a program because you want somebody to like you. So there's a little bit of the programming that's happening from the person that is actually doing the love bombing, because they do want to win that person over. They do want that person to like them. They do want that person to feel that way about them. They do want that person to care about them. And so they'll do whatever they have to do, pulling out all the stops to make that a reality. But when we go through that process, many of you listening may have gone through that. The pedestal phase went away, and there you are. And it seems that maybe you feel as though you can't do anything right. The other person's telling you how awful you are, how you can't do things right, or calling you names, or putting you down, or that sort of thing. And you're in this relationship wondering, what's going to happen? What do I do? You know, what do I do here? And as you go through this process, minute after minute, day after day, year after year, you start losing your own identity. And it's that loss of identity that's so shocking, because unless you're really watching it and you're taking note, it can be wildly overwhelming. And then sometimes it can be almost undercover. It can almost go undercover to the point that you don't realize it until you start looking around and realizing that, you know, you are literally acquiescing to everything that this person wants you to do. You have lost your say in the matter when it comes to things. It doesn't seem that your opinion matters. When you do try to give your opinion or thought process, it's usually shut down. There's many layers here. So in that process, you begin to feel smaller and smaller. And I have clients that say, hey, I'm great at work. I'm great in my business. I'm great with my employees, or I'm great with my kids, or I'm great with this, I'm great with that. I've always been successful. But, you know, when it comes to this relationship, I found that, you know, I just can't speak up. I'm in fear. And, you know, it's interesting when that happens, because there's multiple layers of fear, right? So you have the fear of somebody leaving. Many of you are in love with the person that you're in a relationship with. You might not always love what they do, but you have feelings for them. The fear of losing them. The fear of them leaving you. The fear of being alone. The fear of being divorced. The fear of having to do this all over again on your own. The fear of picking up the pieces. The fear of having the label of being divorced. The fear of not working out. But I think ultimately the fear of being that person that can't seem to fix this. Because I think that goes a long way. Our desire to make things work, to fix it. If it doesn't work, what does that say about us? If it doesn't work, what does that say about us in that whole situation? And that's what's so interesting to think about. What does it say about us? But does it really say anything? I think a lot of times we put these thoughts in our head, and we put these black and white thoughts. If I get divorced, I'm a horrible person, or people are going to judge me, or, you know, they're going to think this or that, or I have another failed marriage, or I have a failed marriage. It makes me a failure. And I want us, just in this podcast for right now, I want you to try to put aside all the concepts of failure. Just put it aside. Because how can you really fail if you try? How can you really fail if you do? Trying is one thing, but doing is another. What if you do? And you actually do? How is that failing? I do think that when we don't do and we don't try, that is failure. When we don't actually do something. So we know we can do it, we try to do it, we don't do it. And so I feel like if anybody's going through an unhealthy relationship at this time, and you're in fear of it, but you haven't spoken your truth, this is the podcast to listen to. This is the thing to listen to, because this is what we need to hear to start figuring out what we need to do, what we need to say, and how we need to figure out how to communicate how we feel to get the other person at least to try to listen, but at least to get that off of our backs and allow ourselves to know that we're doing everything we can. Because guilt is a nasty thing. Guilt is a nasty, you know, sadness like that is because the guilt, what did I do everything? I feel bad about things. Regret. Regret is a tough thing too. Oh, I feel so bad. I regret doing that. I wish I hadn't done that. I regret doing that. Those are the words. Guilt and regret. You know, those are just not friends that you want to have at a party. I mean, you know, you just don't want them. They're just, got to keep them away. So in order for us to make sure that we don't feel guilty and we don't feel regret, this is the show to listen to. So we're going to be talking more about the fears we have, or the fear of the anger and rage. Many of you are in a relationship with somebody right now who rages a lot. When you ask for something, if you try to, they stomp you down with their control factor of anger and rage. It's scary. Men and women. Scary on both sides. You know, maybe there's the fact that the person's saying they're going to leave you, or they want a divorce, or they're going to call up their lawyer. They're going to get their lawyer. All these things, and that can be scary. And if you believe in the sanctity of marriage, that can be very saddening, because you don't want to break that. So we have more coming up, so stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about the fear of losing the relationship and how more often than not, because of that fear, we don't speak our truth. We don't stand up for ourselves. We don't stand up for our values. We don't have any boundaries. We let the other person talk to us in certain ways that we wouldn't let other people talk to us that way. We give in. We allow them to control us. And I said that, we allow them to control us. Because, honestly, if we left and we didn't allow it, we don't have to allow that. But over time, we've been conditioned to allow them to control us. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. So over time, we were getting, you know, in the beginning, things were going a certain way. And then over time, things started shifting. We didn't say anything. We didn't do anything. We kept acquiescing because we just wanted to keep the peace. And then we would occasionally make a comment and we'd be kind of, you know, kicked back into our corner verbally or emotionally or mentally. And so over time, we said, okay. And we started acquiescing. And then over time, we never spoke up. And then if we tried, we would get, you know, kind of cut down the size again. And so we got quieter and quieter and quieter. And then we began to realize that we're losing our identity. We start wondering, where have we gone? What happened to us? What happened to us? And you look at the other relationships that you've lost in your life, because many times when we're in these types of relationships, we lose the other people in our life because we have to cut them out. Because they're not allowed, because we've been told that we can't hang out with so-and-so, or that so-and-so is a bad person, or that these are bad people, you can't hang out with them, or I don't like them because they talk bad, or they're mean, or whatever. And so you start closing your group down a little, less and less and less, to the point where you have really no outside world, except for this person. And maybe you occasionally get to see people ever so often, but you have to do it on your own. Because it's just not going to work out. And so the group gets smaller and smaller. Your support system starts going away. That support system starts going away. And as it goes away, you don't have anybody to talk to. And maybe you have an occasional friend that's really deep and you kind of talk to them on the down low and you occasionally see them. But over time, you've talked to them so much about things that they keep telling you to do something that you're not prepared to do. You just need to leave the relationship. You just need to move on. You can move on. And they don't realize how stressful and anxious-ridden the idea of moving on is, because it's not just about leaving this person. It's about dealing with the whole fact of the fear of being alone. It's the fact of leaving. It's the fact of all those things all wrapped up in the one. And then on top of that, we've lost our identity in the process, so we don't really even know who we are right now. We don't even know who we are right now, so we're worried if we're going to make the wrong decision or not. Maybe some of you have friends that you can't talk to because they know your significant other, or your significant other appears differently. It's like almost like the on the mirror when it says, you know, things may be closer than they appear on the mirror of your car. But no, not really. Going back, your significant other may appear differently in front of other people, in front of public. So they may seem very nice and kind to other people, but when it comes to you, it's a different story. So if you bring up anything to anybody else, they think that you're just being argumentative or you're just finding fault. They feel like it's kind of a bad taste that you're bringing it up. And so you might even get confronted, or you may even get looked at quite funny because they don't even understand where this is coming from, because they haven't seen this side of that person. So you can be very alone. And I've worked with clients who feel that way, where they feel like they have nobody and nothing, because that person has created a persona or has an outside persona that everybody else sees that my client doesn't see, because that was in the beginning when they first met. But over time, that went away and the reality sank in. And so you could be dealing with all these different areas and thoughts in this framework of this relationship. And it's really interesting, because we're going to talk about, when I return from break, we're going to talk about overcoming the guilt and the fear and the regret, because there's a lot of things we have to do. We have to speak up, and we're going to be talking about that and how we effectively do that after we haven't done it in so long. So stay tuned, because we have a lot coming up. Don't change the channel. We have a lot coming up. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com, and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at
USA News Update. At least 11 people are dead after tornadoes ravaged parts of the South and Midwest. The deaths reported after tornadoes touched down in Arkansas, Indiana, and Illinois. Frank Scott Jr. is the mayor of Little Rock.
It grazed the heart to see many of our residents who are now been displaced across the city as a result these tornadoes.
At least 40 tornadoes were reported from Mississippi to Wisconsin. Heavy security will be in place for former President Trump's New York indictment on Tuesday. After flying into New York Monday night and spending the evening at Trump Tower, Trump will head to the courthouse in Manhattan Tuesday to turn himself in. The Department of Justice is suing Norfolk Southern Railroad over the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The lawsuit alleges the railroad violated the Clean Water Act for the pollutants that spilled when the train crashed. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about the fear of losing the relationship and not speaking one's truth. The fear of losing the relationship and ultimately gets in the way of speaking our truth, doing what's right by us, abiding by our values, and having boundaries. And many of us never had boundaries in this relationship, and that's why it got to where it is. And it's interesting because if we can't retro it, we can't retro any boundaries. If we can't, because we can with some relationships, we can do it. It can be done. I've seen it done a lot. I've done it in my own life. It can be done. But if we can't do that, then we don't really have anything. Because ultimately, the reason why we have the values and we're able to speak and communicate and then have those boundaries is to be able to create a healthy environment for a relationship to thrive. That's what those are. That's what it is from A to B. But if we don't have that, how can the relationship thrive? Because ultimately somebody's going to continue to do things that are against one or the other, and in that process of doing things is going to upset, anger, cause resentment, all that type of stuff, fear, what have you, and that doesn't lead to a healthy relationship. And right before the break, I had been talking about that whole guilt and regret. And that's a big thing, that guilt and regret, because a lot of times folks come to me and they say, hey, I've just had enough. I got to get out of here. I got to move on. I can't keep doing this. I think I'm going to move into an apartment, and then I'm thinking about doing this and that and probably maybe getting a separation. And that's usually, that might be an email that I receive before I ever work with this person. And one of the things that I really think that you should think about, and this is what I would guide you through as you're working with me, is we need to make sure that we've done everything we can. And I can't go into all the description of that today because we don't have enough time. But I figured out exactly how to do that, how to basically do everything you need to do in a checklist. And how to do it, and you're not just trying it once, you're going to be trying it a couple times. And this checklist of what needs to be done before you leave a relationship. Yeah, what needs to be done before you leave a relationship. And I find that it's very important that we do these things because there might be a possibility that we can actually shift the relationship and actually make it work. Because remember, it's not just, even if somebody's combative or angry or constantly telling us that they want a divorce and it's hurting our feelings, or going out and doing things that are not that cool, things that we don't respect, things that are upsetting, even if that's happening, the thing is that we're kind of the yin yang of this. We're that opposite, not standing up and saying anything, not bringing it up, acquiescing, not doing anything about it to make any changes. So that's our real issue. That's the real issue. And so both sides, it's not one person is right or wrong. It's just, it is the way it is. And we have to look at it from both those sides and say, okay, this is the perfect storm. We've allowed for the perfect storm. And so the first thing that we want to do is we want to begin to slowly speak up for the things that we believe in. And it's not going to go over that well. I'm not saying, oh, this is going to be the most amazing thing. You're going to speak up that first day and say something, and they're just going to be like, oh, you're so right. You're so right. I'm so glad you said that. I don't ever, ever feel like that's going to happen. I just want to prepare you. I want to prepare you on this. There's going to be a little bit of a fight. Now, let me go on and just have a caveat. If you are being physically harmed, if you are being, you know, hurt physically, not that mental and emotional abuse is not just as bad, but you need to get to safety. This is not for, you know, someone that's going through spousal physical abuse, that sort of thing. That there's a line there, and I think most people understand and can gauge that. Okay, so let's go back. So when you're dealing with this type of situation, we got to bring up some stuff, but we can't bring it all up at once. We can't bring the laundry list of 15 years to the table and think it's all going to get taken care of, because that's not going to happen. We got to do one thing at a time, and one thing at a time, we got to go from there. And doing that one thing at a time is really, really powerful. And so, you know, I urge you to think about what is something that's pressing. It doesn't have to be the biggest thing. Probably better it's not the biggest thing on your list. But think about something that you really want. Think about something you really want. And it could be something as easy as going to see a parent that your spouse doesn't like, and taking the time to go spend time with that parent and not acquiescing to not seeing them or not apologizing, you know, not begging them. It could be just, hey, I'm going to go see my mom or my dad this weekend. Or I wouldn't, if you're going to use this example, you bring it up a couple of days before, make sure there's no plans before, and then bring it up, something to that degree. It can be something, this is a big thing. Some of you might think, oh, that's not a big thing at all. Ashley's talking about somebody going to see their parent. But think about it. If the significant other doesn't like the parent and doesn't want to see the parent, they make it really hard for you to see the parent. And this is a big thing because parents are, unfortunately, in this world to some degree, seem to be aging. And so what happens if you don't see the parent? And the parent doesn't know that you're going through all this stress and anxiety at home unless you've talked to them. Sometimes you haven't really been thoroughly honest with them. But I feel that if you, like, for example, in that situation, I'm going to go see them, but they might give you the silent treatment. Maybe they start yelling at you. That's not fair. I don't want you going over there. That's when you need to, you know, break free from your usual programming. I'm sure your usual programming is to defend or to acquiesce or, no, now it's just, you know, now it's time. We don't need to be in that kind of conversation. There's no need for that. I'm going to go, and that's what I need to do, and I'll talk to you later. Maybe when you calm down. But a lot of times what's been happening is you've not only been involved with the fight, you've also ended up acquiescing at the back end. And you're not getting anything you want. And then, like, for taking that example, seeing your parent, the parent that your spouse doesn't like, you're going to go see them and visit them. You probably haven't seen them that much. You don't know how long they're going to be around. They probably get their feelings hurt. Now, maybe you've been completely honest with them and they understand, but they still want to see their kid. And maybe you haven't been honest with them at all, and they have no idea why you don't come around. They think it's you. And this is a big thing. This is a small thing for some people, but a huge thing for other people. And so there's different levels of that. So thinking, taking one piece, what is something that I don't want to acquiesce to this week? What is one thing that I actually just want to do? And I don't care. I'm going to stop. I'm going to get my emotional distance, because remember, we're dealing with a trauma situation, a trauma bond here in this relationship, because you and I both know if this was a friend of yours trying to tell you that you could or could not see your mom or dad, you would have no time for it. And some of you might be in situations with friends like this, and you've acquiesced. I don't think it's to that level. You might do things that they want to do that you don't want to do. You might agree to do things that you don't want to do. You might allow them to do things that you're not really happy about, but you allow it to be because, you know, there is no boundaries in the relationship, and you don't want to lose that friendship. But I think when we're really talking about a relationship like a marriage or a long-term love relationship, romantic, not just love, we're supposed to unconditionally love everybody, but I'm talking about a romantic relationship, it can be really challenging because that person's around you 24/7 usually, they're in the same house usually, and so they're kind of knowing what you're doing, and so you don't have a lot of alone time. You don't have a lot of time to pick and choose what you want to do. And unfortunately, that puts you in a position more often than not when somebody wants to control you, that you end up doing what they want to do. You end up living the way they want you to live. Maybe you have to get up earlier in the morning than you ever wanted to. Maybe they're night owls and you're up and it feels like you're up all night and you try to go to sleep and they turn the lights back on or, you know, whatever they're doing. You know, maybe they don't want you spending time with your family, and you want to spend time with your family. Maybe you want to go out with some friends, or you want to socialize, but they don't want to do that, so they make you feel bad. And maybe the last time you went out and socialized with friends, for example, maybe you went out, and the next thing you know, you're getting bombarded by texts. You're getting bombarded by calls. You can't even relax for one moment because you're too busy fielding texts or fielding calls. I'm going to be back. No, there's nobody here to worry about. I'm here with so-and-so. Everything's fine. You know, trying to field that whole thing and deal with that. And your friends are all seeing through this. They're not having a fun time. You're not having a fun time. Nobody's really communicating. You're over there worried too much. And then the next time you think when they invite you again, oh, that was just so stressful. I don't think I can handle that again. I'll just tell them I can't go this time. I'll wait it out. And many people do that, but they don't have, they wait it out over a period of time. And then they look around and they don't have any friends. Or their friends have felt like, okay, well, you just cut me out. And that's what's so important is to circle the wagons around with the support system. And I have a video coming out about that. And I have some other videos out there about, you know, reconnecting with your friends on YouTube. You know, go to YouTube, just search up Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, reconnecting with your friends, opening up the lines of communication with your family. Many of you might have, you know, children from the previous marriage that it's really challenging to see them. And we got to open up that communication. We also need to start being honest with friends and family. So if you're not being honest with them and you've been sequestered, you need to be honest with them, because if you're not honest with them, they don't even understand what you're doing. Remember, people cannot read your mind. People cannot read the fact that you have been held hostage, or you feel, and you're not being held hostage. You're choosing that because you don't want to listen to the argument. You're choosing it because you don't want to get the silent treatment. And the silent treatment only works as long as you allow it to work. The silent treatment only works if you allow it. And what I mean by that is that if we give in to it, if we feel bad about it, if we beg them to try to talk, if we start an argument, I learned a while back that the only way to defeat the silent treatment is to walk, is to leave. Not screaming and yelling and slamming the door and, you know, screw you, I'm never talking to you, I'm out of here, you know, squealing the tires in the driveway. It's none of that. It's none of that. I know it's hard not to be that way because it's so frustrating, but it's none of that. It's literally, hey, I'll talk to you when you're ready to talk. Take care. And you leave, and you go do whatever you want to do. And you get your stuff done, and you go call your friends, and you go hang out, and you do things you like to do. That ends the silent treatment pretty quick. Several episodes of that, and you're not calling, and you're not sitting there, oh, please talk to me. It's amazing how the silent treatment will stop. Well, you're going to get something else in return, but we can also stop that as well. And that's the way of doing things, is we got to take each thing, each argument, each rage, each silent treatment, every comment about we want a divorce, and realize, you know, sometimes people say things that you don't need to respond to. Sometimes people will comment about you or make a judgment or call you something that you don't need to retort. You don't need to say anything. Why do you need to argue? You only argue with someone when there's some sort of truth, or because that's how they hear it, right? Think about that. I find that very interesting because that's how people think. When you're fighting or arguing with somebody, or they bring up something and you start fighting them. You know, they bring up something and you start, no, that's not me, that's not the truth, and you're over-explaining and you're trying to explain this and that. That's all great, but again, it doesn't really work. If somebody's already made up their mind that you're XYZ, how do you feel like that's ever going to change anything? How do you feel like that's ever going to get any better? And how is that ever going to change anything? Especially when they're talking about stuff that's probably not true. And why do we even get ourselves into the threat of that when it's something that's not even real? And that's what I really want you to think about. That's something I really want you to really just kind of wrap your brain around. Is that when somebody is arguing something and you go into that over-explaining program, why are you going into that over-explaining program? Why do you continue? Because that doesn't work for you. It's never worked for you. Ever. It just gets you into more pain and suffering. It just makes it even worse. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more in our last segment here in this podcast, but think about it. This is really powerful stuff, and this is the stuff that I'll walk everybody through, understanding every aspect of what I'm saying here so that I can create a complete blueprint for you. And this is powerful. So I want you to think about this. If you're over-explaining, if you're arguing, how has that helped you in the past? Has that ever changed anything? Has it ever made anything better? Have they ever stopped? Or does it just continue? Because we have to make changes. And I know that you're in fear, but you're also in that programming, because we go back into the programming, back and forth into the programming, and we get ourselves doing these things. We don't even realize a lot of times that we're on autopilot doing these things. We don't realize it. We don't even recognize it. We don't even understand it. We don't realize it. And then a lot of times, too, we might acquiesce, but we've done it so much, we don't feel how much pain that brings to us, because we're bringing ourselves internal pain based on not being our honest self and not having those values that we stand by. We're not doing what we want. I mean, we are adults here. We have this life to live right now. We might as well live the life we should be living. And it means doing what we need to be doing for ourselves to be happy and healthy and to live the life that we want to live. And in the process of living that life that we want to live, we're able to stand up for ourselves, do what we need to do, see the value in that. And as we work through that, you're going to see the value in what you want and the value in standing up for what you need and the value of just living the life that you feel like you want to live. And like I've talked about in the past, nobody's going to give you a medal of honor for not living the life you want to live. Nobody's going to say, hey, sorry, you didn't live the life you wanted to live. So stay tuned. I'll be right back offering some more tips and tricks. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about the fear of losing the relationship, the fear of not speaking our truth, and what we need to do to stand up for ourselves, to start speaking up, to stop overly explaining ourselves, but also how to eliminate that guilt and that fear and that guilt and that regret. And that's such a big deal, is that a lot of times people come to me and say, hey, I want to get out of this relationship, but they haven't really tried to stand up for themselves. We haven't tried to get any ground. We haven't tried to show our position. We've continued to acquiesce or we avoid. And I found that when we avoid or we acquiesce, we really haven't gotten to the point of seeing our value and stepping up to the plate to do what we need to do. And it can seem like an albatross. It can seem like overwhelming. It can seem painful. It can be all that and more. But we are here for a reason, and it's usually to learn something, and we got to step up to the plate and take the bull by the horns and do what we got to do. And that begins with standing up for ourselves and saying how we feel and creating these boundaries and doing what we need to do. But a lot of it's beginning just to stand up for how we feel, standing up for things, stating how we feel, not just going along with things, because many of us go along with things and we get along and what happens? We get upset, we get frustrated, we're angry about the outcome. We're angry about things. We hold it in. We got that resentment going. That resentment's churning and churning and churning and churning. And we have all that anger and rage and we have all those feelings because we're doing all this stuff that we don't want to do. And so that's all right there under the surface. And we got to figure out how to let that go. We got to do it while we're in the relationship as much as we possibly can. And this is what I want us to think about. So I want you to think about, are you over-explaining in the relationship? Are you a sucker for the silent treatment? Yeah, are you a sucker for the silent treatment? Does that get you every time? I mean, just get you. You're over there just yelling and just, you better speak to me. You better talk to me. You know, are you the other way around? Are you using the silent treatment on them? And it might be because you feel like you can't say anything, that you don't have a voice. That means if that's how you feel, we need to start having a voice, right? And if like what I said earlier, if there is physical violence involved here, you need to move away from this relationship. But if we're just talking about two people that can't communicate, this is how this happens. Somebody's using the silent treatment because they believe that they can't speak, or somebody, you know, they can't speak up or say how they feel. They might be using the silent treatment to cut you out so that you don't talk, so they can control the conversation. You might get angry and you want to sit there and talk about it, but you want to have the conversation. So there's both levels of this that we need to talk about, but ultimately, we need to get the cards on the table. We need to start addressing our values. We need to start understanding what those are, so that we begin to live by those values. Because I know for a fact many of us are not living by the values. We're not living by any values that we believe in. We're just trying to not rock the boat. Oh, I'm at a certain age and I've been married for a certain amount of time and I might as well just not rock the boat. We got kids. And then with kids, I understand kids are kids and we got to think about the kids. But the kids know if you're not happy too. The kids know if mom and dad are unhappy because it comes out in everything you do. They're not idiots. They're pretty smart. And so we got to think about that too. So if it's you're just staying together because of the kids probably know. Man, mom and dad, this is a mess. But if you are staying there for the kids, we've got to have the conversation. We've got to start opening the lines of communication up. But this takes to deal sometimes with somebody arguing. It takes to be able to leave the house sometimes. It takes to not acquiesce to it. It takes a lot of different disciplines that you might not be aware of, because if you were, you would be using them. And that's normal. Most of us are only aware of what we know. And we've been programmed by our life to do certain things, and then relationships have begun to program us as well. All this stuff goes together. You see what I'm saying? So basically, this show is just to help us all just kind of open our eyes to what's really happening so we have a better understanding. We have a better thought process, and we're able to figure out how we need to live and what we need to do in this relationship so that it works for us and everybody concerned, or we exit out of the relationship and we understand why we don't need to fear losing things and actually be able to understand our value and start seeing who we are and our identity so we don't run back to the relationship out of fear of being alone. This is big time. This is major. So I really want you to think about this. Wrap your brain around it. Check out some videos that I have on YouTube. Go to YouTube. Check it out, Ashley Burgess. And look at some of those videos, because it goes right along with the concept of the show. I want what's best for you. And I want you to know what's best for you and do what you can to see if you can get it in the relationship. But if you can't, at least you know that you don't have any regret. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.